Ready? Today's 12-minute talk, John. We're going to talk about six arc magazines because everybody's always asking. And it seems to be the root of a lot of people's issues a lot of the time. People, especially people new to six arc, whatever. In particular, like at the end of this, we're going to get into the Geissele six arc magazine and my findings with it. But also I'm going to like briefly cover six arc magazines in general. So today's 12-minute talk is brought to you by AllyMunitions.com, or if you're in Midland, go by Ally Outdoors. Ally Outdoors in Midland. Midland. They have magazines there. They have six arcs. They have six arc ammo. But anyways, let's talk about the magazines. Because it's, again, I just got through helping a guy the other day about the six arc magazines. It ended up being an issue with his rifle. And I am working on a full podcast on how to diagnose rifle issues with a semi-auto and a bolt action. But part of the synopsis of that is check the easy thing first, and that is magazines, because it's definitely been a point of contention with the 6mm ARC, 22 ARC, 224 Valkyrie, 6.5 Grendel, is the magazines. Listen to me, Magpul. And people in the comments spare me the shit about, you know, all that. Magpul can figure out how to make a good 6 ARC magazine or 6.5 Grendel magazine. Please make one, Magpul, because we know if you do it, it'll be right, and it'll be the best magazine ever made by man. But anyways, let's get to today's topic, and that is essentially the Geissele 6 ARC magazine. But before we go down the Geissele route and what I've done so far, let's talk about magazines in general that I know do work in 6mm ARCs. Currently, right now, this is just a few magazines that I have for... there's a few 6.8 magazines. There's mostly 6.5 Grendel and 6 ARC magazines on the table before you. 8 rounders up to, I think they're 20 rounders. I don't remember. In the beginning, like the only person that really had some that I was we were familiar with was I wrote it down so I wouldn't mess it up. ASC, and I'm going to urge you to stay away from those. I have had the most amount of trouble out of the ASC magazines, but I also haven't tried them all. Like, there's a Min 2 makes a polymer magazine from what I understand. Now, I have one on the way. From what I understand, it is a single stack magazine. That's how they bypass the polymer and thickness and all that stuff. But from what I understand and everything I've seen, it's not a very good magazine. Now, I will tell you this, The only experience I have with Min 2 is when they first come on the scene, kind of hot and heavy, I grabbed some of their 5.56 magazines, and they were all atrocious. But I will say, following all the groups that I follow and everything else, a lot of people say, overwhelming majority of the people say it's garbage magazine for the 6 ARC. I don't know yet. I have one on the way. I will test it and report back in. But again, Duramag. And at this point, I have several Duramags because they work. And I don't like the looks of them. Like, this is their... I think this is their 20-rounder? So, Duramag makes a 5, 10, 20, and 26. Yeah, this is a 20-rounder. And it's stamped 6.5 Grendel. I don't like the looks of this. Like, it's aesthetic thing, but it works. So, I'll run them. I mean, obviously, their 5 and 10s are going to be the straight magazines. And there's some on the table here somewhere. There was only one point where I thought my Duramag had failed me, and that was on my 14.5 while I was hunting in Oklahoma through all the cold weather and everything else. But I will never truly know because I lost that magazine. But I will say this, I discovered later on that there was another issue that was causing that rifle not to properly function, and I'm saving that for a full 12-minute talk. So I'm going to say it now, like, zero issues out of Duramag. And I mostly run the 10s and 20s. I have zero use for a 26 rounder in that particular caliber. That's just my, you know, me. So I'm going to go ahead based off, especially my sample set with Duramag. I have a lot of them. I tried a lot of the ASCs. Ultimately, all of them failed. Either failed to feed or literally the spring broke them. So I can tell you that right now, unless something has changed and I need to go back and retest them. I'm not going to recommend ASC. I'm going to recommend currently Duramag, and now you can add Geissele to the list, but there are some there's some thoughts about guys that we need to talk about. So, you, at the time of this, when I talk, you would have heard the full podcast, or it's coming up as far as the Geisley GFR. It came with an 8-round magazine. Now, what I did, I was also testing lots of horny factory ammo. I was also shooting my own personal 6mm arcs a lot because I like to shoot. So that gave me a perfect time. I was also shooting the first 100 rounds in the rifle, the guys at GFR. So that gave me the perfect time to test the shit out of the magazine, like to see if it's going to run. So we'll tell you this, it is total fail. So the GFR comes with a 8-round magazine. It's a straight magazine. You know, looks good. Has this cool little, you know, indicating that it is for the GFR and it is this 8-round magazine. At the current, I have at least, it could be a few more, but at least 508 rounds. I didn't start logging down. My logbooks have gotten a little carried away, and I'm trying to figure out a better way of collecting so much data. But again, I have like 3 notebooks that I keep up with data. Now I've started keeping up with magazine data. When I started recording data, I'm at 508 rounds through this magazine. Again, you know, you wonder how I got to 508. Most of the time, I only put 5 rounds to a rifle at a time. The last group I shot with this rifle was 8 rounds in total. So that's how we ended up with 508 for sure. I might have shot it before actually recording how many rounds shot through the magazine. That is through 6 or 7 different rifles as well. So, like, we're testing. That's through billet receivers, forge receivers. Testing the Gambit, it is yet to fail me. Run flawless through all the rifles. It holds 8 rounds just fine. Again, 508 rounds through this magazine, no issues. And again, this is the Geisley magazine. And if you get on their website, they'll tell you it's stainless steel, just like the Duramag. It's coated in something to, you know, help keep it from rusting or whatever. I don't remember. Most magazines, metal magazines nowadays, most of them are, but. Let's get to the and it does have an anti-tilt follower, which seems to work just fine. It's corrosion resistant. It's 410 stainless, blah, 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 blah. Let's get to the point of contention for a lot of people. That is the cost. If you get on Geisley's website, you can look up the costs yourself. And, you know, I'll go ahead and read it off for you. They have an 8-rounder, they have a 15-rounder, a 20-rounder, and a 30-rounder, which... that's got to be a big-ass magazine. The 8 through 20? No, I think they're... aren't they all straight magazines? None of them are curved? I don't know. I have to go back to the website and confirm. I know at least 3 of them are. The 8-rounder is $70. The 15-rounder is $80. Now, this is prices right off their website. The 20-rounder is $115, and the 30-rounder is $125. Now, what you have to ask yourself is it worth that much over the Duramag? Because the Duramag, I can tell you, like, right now, just search online. Like, there's so many different prices. There might be someone trying to blow out some magazines or whatever the case would be. But right now, the average pricing goes as follows for the Duramag. Starting at the 5-rounder going up to the 26-rounder, you can look to pay at least $19 up to $26. So there's a pretty dramatic difference in cost. Now, I'm going to, for those who are listening, I'm just going to grab up, you know, this is the Duramag 6.5 Grendel stamped follower, which is the 6 Arc magazine. They're about the same size. They look damn near identical. Now, they're not completely identical because the Geisley... on the, oh gosh dang, the forearm side. It doesn't have that overlapped portion there that's, I guess, I'm assuming spot welded, you know. The Geisley is flat. So, you know, and I will say this, I haven't weighed these, but I guarantee the Geisley weighs a little bit more. So, you know, are you getting a little bit more of a better magazine for your money? I don't know, because if we're running off of functionality alone, The Duramax have been fantastic. Like, and I have a large sample size of the Duramax and tested the piss out of them. In field use and on the bench use and everything else. So is it worth, can I mentally justify that extra cost? I can't. So, I didn't see any performance enhancement from the Geissele magazine to justify. I mean, just off the base, let's just say 10 round versus 8 round, I'm going to give probably right at $20 for a 10 round Duramag. $20 as opposed to $70 for a Geissele. Like, I have yet to see an enhancement worth that much of a cost increase. Now, I mean, let's think about it from standpoint, like, I'm not bashing Geissele for charging that much. Like, if they're not necessarily set up to make build magazines and everything else, their cost from manufacturing said magazines may be enough to justify to warrant that cost to charge that much. Like, let's be honest, at the end of the day, if it costs them, say, $35 to manufacture this magazine, 100% they're going to charge $70. I'd venture to say it's probably less than that, but, if they're not really set up to manufacture magazines, they're obviously going to, it's probably going to cost them more to manufacture said magazine. So they're going to have to charge more to recoup, their costs and actually make money. Because, as we've always stated, a lot of these companies are in it to make money. So now if it were to come out that it's just guys, grossly overcharging, obviously that would upset people. But at the end of the day, we don't know. I would love to hear their thoughts on it, but I would love to understand myself why it's so much more expensive. But I am, however, going to bite the bullet and get some of the other Geissele magazines. Because again, I can't say the word. Can you say it for me? Statistic? Yes. Speaking from that standpoint, like, I have one magazine. Like, I have one. That's not good enough for me to put my seal approval on it. I want to get some more. I want to get some of the longer ones. I want to do my thorough testing, just as I have with Duramag. Again, I probably have 20 or so Duramags for the 6.5 griddle, and I have a bunch of the 6.8 SPC ones for the Valkyrie. And I can 100% put my stamp of approval on, because I feel like it's pretty good, a good enough sample set to justify saying these are good magazines. And for the people who say Alexander Arms, I have one. It's a 6.5 Grendel Alexander Arms. Now, it looks just like a Duramag. Like, it literally, looks identical to a Duramag. I mean, there's slight differences in the follower. But I will say this, those slight differences in the followers makes this magazine, and I don't even remember where I got this one. It does not run in all of my six arcs, and I don't know why. It just doesn't. It's stamped Alexander Arms, the AA with the little shield, 6.5 Grendel. And as far as the Elander, I have one, but I haven't tested it through a lot of stuff because I know people are going to mention that shit. But as of right now, my one magazine has enough rounds to it to where I could say it justifies me buying a few more to test. But that is a rather steep price point. So let us know in the comments down below if you have any of the Geissele magazines. If so, what have you seen so far? Or if you just want to bitch about the price, go ahead and do that too, because we love to laugh at stuff. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Fitzy, any final closing thoughts?
Nope.
About this particular? He said no already. So anyways, we appreciate y'all. We'll see you guys next time.